Good morning. Welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show. Best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns is on the line, back from Oostburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Saw some of your pictures from Oostburg over the weekend.
No? Yeah. Yeah, a little bit different terrain over there, of course. So for folks who don't know, I'm from Oostburg, which is over on the east side of Wisconsin, right along Lake Michigan. So I was able to get down to the lake for a little while on Saturday morning. So
you bring your camera wherever you go, right?
I try to remember to bring it wherever I go, because if you don't bring it, then you can't take pictures with it as well. So
Yeah. So you were at a funeral?
Yeah, my uncle died. My mother has or had 4 brothers and 3 sisters, and so this was the last of her brothers to die, although all her sisters are still living yet. So it was a beautiful service, really, really good to gather with family and just be with them. So,
Interesting. Well, here was a Mental Health Monday, and I guess I'm going to start with this, is that I want to talk about the impact of social media on our mental health. And this is enough of a topic. You're laughing already. I think that some of the heads, I mean, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and others were on Capitol Hill like over a week ago on this very subject. So it is something, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably far more to it than we can even estimate. I think the comparison thing is certainly a huge one. I think we often use it to kind of numb out, where we just kind of disengage from others, and I know I can certainly be at risk of that as well. I don't know that it's always a positive impact on our mental health.
No, and no question. I mean, I guess what I'm thinking of, it seems like what was most highlighted in the hearing was Mr. Zuckerberg, do you want to apologize to these people? I mean, people who actually, like, lost loved ones, right? And they talked about the implications. But it seems like, I guess, to be more specific, the impact of social media on the mental health of young people, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah. You know, and I think there's the idea that brains are more malleable when they're younger. And, you know, for you and I, we didn't grow up with having access to the internet.
Yeah.
And I would not want to grow up as a kid today, honestly. I think that, and that's a big part of it. There's just so much that can happen around social media.
In fact, somewhere where we were yesterday, my wife was referencing, I guess yesterday, our Sunday morning Love Over Fear group at church on Dan White's book. But I think Peggy was referencing conversation with some of our young adults, 18 to 23-year-olds, over the weekend, and saying that, yeah, young people, you're kind of afraid to develop relationships because somebody can stab you in the back so quickly, you know, like by posting something on social media.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And it feels like that stuff just kind of sticks around forever when it does. So.
Tangentially tied to that is, as I was already on social media this morning and seeing some of the negativity, okay? And here's my Monday morning dilemma that you may or may not be able to answer. But I pitched the softball. We'll see if you can hit it. The idea is, like, people are complaining about the He's Got Us campaign and some of the ads, and they're either complaining about the ad or they're complaining about the money spent. And so I thought they were powerful, so for whatever it's worth. And then people are complaining about the Super Bowl and they didn't find the commercials funny. And I guess then where I'm kind of like, we have to be negative about everything. And then I feel like I'm open to somebody saying, well, then now you're being critical.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and that, definitely that's the risk, right? And I do feel like I would agree with you getting on this morning. That's basically what my social media feed was filled with this morning, was criticizing the He Got Us campaign and criticizing Travis Kelce this morning. That's really all I saw. So, and it's just tough to kind of get up and see that. What does it look like to post things that are encouraging and positive, uplifting, loving instead? So
I don't know. I mean, you know me pretty well. I guess I definitely come down. I am an optimist. And so I try to see the glass half full. If I'm in Africa and nobody has shoes, I try to say, hey, everybody needs shoes here or something. I don't know.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we did 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 through 6. We heard the scripture on Friday. Here's what Jason's take in is his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. It reads like this. Regularly consider my son's life. He willingly suffered for the sake of our plan. With Christ as your example, be willing to accept suffering. When you live for Christ rather than avoid pain, you realize that sin no longer has a hold on you. You had your fill of corruption in the past, but it never fulfilled you. People pursuing sexual lust and sensual pleasures fill the world. Pleasure is their highest goal, so they're shocked when you say no thanks. They may even call you names, but in the end, they will give an account of why they chose idols over Jesus. I give everyone a choice for life with me, which is why Jesus even shared the good news with dead people. Everyone can live for fleshly lusts or with supernatural power. So what about that?
Yeah, I think even tying it into the discussion of social media, we can choose to live with Jesus or not, you know, and I think how do we show up representing Jesus in social media or in the world when we engage?
Yeah, you know, and again, that verse there, right around verse 4 or so, the idea of, in the scripture, it says they are surprised you don't join them in the same flood of dissipation.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Same ways that you used to sin with them.
Yep.
And yet, if I read those verses and your commentary this morning, I'm thinking of sanctification, because it's not like you get, you're saved, and then the sanctification is a longer, slower growth.
For sure.
Right?
Lifelong, I would even argue.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there we go. Solving the world's problems, 5 minutes at a time on the Web Wake Up Show. Yes, we're intentionally playing the Survivor theme as we talked to Drew in Detroit this morning, because he is home without his wife for 2 weeks with two young children. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Oh, that's a great song. I totally forgot about that. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so first of all, just about the Detroit Lions, I mean, your team beat, not only beat Kansas City first game of the season, but you were ahead of San Francisco big at halftime. Could have, should have, would have won that game. I mean, did you feel like seeing this Super Bowl was like, you know, seeing an ex-girlfriend get married?
I don't know. You know, I think when we beat the Chiefs, I don't think Kelce and Taylor Swift were dating yet. I don't know. Maybe like next year, Jared Goff could date Miley Cyrus or something. You know, we need a celebrity girlfriend to like push us to the next level. You know what I mean? I think that's what we're missing. Yeah.
So your advice to Dan Campbell in the offseason is get a dating service going.
Dan, when you're looking at free agency, don't just consider who's on the field. Consider what female pop star will be in the stands. Equally as important.
What female pop star is attracted by a team focused on knee biting? All right. Also, I guess your wife's in Thailand for 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, she's at a. She's actually leading a missions conference. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my wife has done this many, many times, and starting in 2010, where she went for a week, and then the trips go longer. And she heads out next Tuesday for 2 weeks. My kids are older, but when they were young, I guess first and foremost, you guys need to eat. So have you put the word out to the church that, wow, we're home alone? Have anybody brought you meals?
No, you can do that?
Yeah, you got to get like... You got to get that
a meal train?
Yeah, the meal train. You need to tap into the meal train. Especially if this is the first trip, people will feel for you. And you want to eat well. It's important to eat well. Secondly, the backup quarterback is have lots of good frozen pizzas available too.
Oh yeah. I don't have that on tech either.
Okay.
Oh, I'm like really, really striking out here. Yeah, I don't have any of that covered.
And then, I mean, have some fun. Go do that. Those first couple trips. I mean, I took the kids to like the, you know, once we said goodbye at the airport, it's like to kind of ease the pain of mom being gone. We, you know, experienced the amusement park that they had at Mall of America back in the day. Or one time I took them to Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. So, I mean, I don't know. Have some fun with the kids.
Go have fun. Okay, so fun. You're telling me fun and food.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's food.
Wait, so you're telling me I have to feed my kids. Hold on. I'm taking notes. Hold on. You have to feed them. How many times a day? Three? Is that right? That's what I'm
My advice is food, and fun.
That sounds good. Listen, I'm locked in. We got 8 days to go. I am. I'm going to put this advice to work.
All right. And I will not subject you to a listener joke today. So safe travels.
You can check in with me next Monday. See how I did. You know, you can grade my parenting like one of those mock drafts. Or something.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you, Drew. All right. Sounds like they're coming up with a plan there in Detroit to make it to the Super Bowl and maybe try to win it all next year.
Well, good morning, WWIB. Caleb and Halva with you, the WIB Wake Up Show. We're going to speed right into our first matchup of the second round of our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, as we are just 10 days away from his concert at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic contest here. Somebody's going away with a pair of tickets to that great concert, and we'll know by Thursday. And Kaya McGuire has nominated For the Sake of the Call, which has made it to the second round, a title song off an early great release from SC Squared, against Mark Potraz, going with a heavy hitter, Cinderella.
And how do they vote?
Yeah, two different ways. One is on the talk and text line, always open, always interactive, in the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670, but also the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, which we hope you're a part of. WWIB, and we have a result in our first Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament matchup of the day. Cinderella against For the Sake of the Call, and Mark Potraz, congratulations, Cinderella moves on.
This one was kind of a landslide in favor of Cinderella, so that song's starting to flex a little bit as it moves through its first two matchups.
The WIB Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece is what we call this here on a Monday. They see Sherry from Whitehall with the joke. We'll get to that on the listener line at 396-1670. My first one, you know, everyone was excited for the Super Bowl commercials, and apparently this year the 30-second ad cost about $7 million. Nobody spent that much for 30 seconds since the Jets signed Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, the poor Jets, yeah.
Thank you very much.
The guy who caught the winning Super Bowl pass from Patrick Mahomes was on the Jets at the beginning of the season as well, too.
Wow.
So things worked out well for him.
I guess.
Well, continuing here on a Make Us Laugh Monday, this was kind of bad news over the weekend. Someone broke into my house last night and stole my limbo trophy. I mean, how low can you go?
Hey, good first joke.
Thank you.
Hey, Caleb, why did the chicken cross the playground?
I'm not sure.
To get to the other slide.
Well, this was kind of sad news in my community. The local blacksmith passed away, and I adopted his dog. As soon as I got the dog home, he made a bolt for the door.
I forgot how much I liked that one.
There we go. Some good blacksmith humor.
Dog. Yes, we don't have enough blacksmith humor in today's society. That's
for
probably
sure.
Part of what's wrong with us.
First time I've heard one of those kind of jokes in a while. Finally this morning, Caleb, what happens if a frog parks illegally?
I'm not sure.
It gets towed.
There you go. And one more from here on a Make Us Laugh Monday. So I was dining out with my wife, and the waiter asked me, "How did you find your steak, sir?" And I said, "I just looked next to the potatoes, and there it was."
There we go. There we go. All right.
And let's go to the listener line and see if we can get one more joke as well. This one comes from Sherry from Whitehall.
Happy Make Us Laugh Monday. Here's my contribution. What is a bee's favorite singer? Sting. Uh-huh. Have a great Monday.
Thanks so much, Sherry, a frequent contributor on Make Us Laugh Monday.
The Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament's down to seven songs as Cinderella moved down over For the Sake of the Call last hour. And we got another great showdown here in the quarterfinals on WWIB. Somebody goes away with a pair of tickets for the concert just 10 days away. And Caleb and I, we could not be more excited, right?
Yes, just looking forward to this so, so much. And again, all these songs that we're playing in this entire tournament and a lot more, plan to hear those live in person. And again, bring somebody, maybe someone who doesn't know Christian music that well, but could use some hope, encouragement in their life. It really, really will be a blessing to be there.
All right, so we're going to go with I Will Be Here as the first song, Mike Linton nominating that, up against Dev Swoboda's nomination of Dive, two fantastic Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. Two ways to vote, one on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
And also you can get a bonus vote. Look for the post in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Which one moves on to face Cinderella?
Dive coming up. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman from the More to This Life Project.
All right, well, we have one of our semifinals set in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament. Close contest between I Will Be Here and Dive moves on.
Yes, by five votes total. And again, great voter turnout and the WIB listener line via text at 396-1670 and also in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So thank you to everyone who voted. I think this was Deb's nominee, Dive by Stephen Curtis Chapman. And as you mentioned, that sets up, wow, what a semifinal.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be Cinderella against Dive on Valentine's Day. Now, had I Will Be Here advanced, it would have squared off in that semifinal on Valentine's Day. That might have worked in its favor, but...
Like wedding song versus father-daughter song?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So what a great matchup that's going to be on Wednesday morning. But we have two more matchups tomorrow at 7:15 and 8:15.
That's right. At 7:15, it's going to be Let Us Pray against, which is, I think, very strong, against Glorious Unfolding. So two fantastic songs. Which one will move on there? And then at 8:15 tomorrow, The Change against Great Adventure, both Stephen Curtis Chapman songs.